She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. She's back. This is episode 10. She Gets a Pod. Why don't women feel the need to protect black men? Woo wee. What a great question. Okay, so I've heard this answered on many podcasts by many people. And this doesn't really apply to me. I can't speak for all women, but I can speak for me. I love who I am, and I love the black men that I know. I do my best by them, and I pray for their protection. I don't think I could ever just hate black men because of a couple men, right? I can't hate a whole group of people based on a few assholes. I just can't. But to this question, to this point, why don't women feel the need to protect black men? Most women do not feel protected. A lot of this man versus woman conversation derives from Adam and Eve. Okay, so let's think about this whole story. Those of you who come from a Bible background, a church background, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, Google it, okay? They say, okay, whoever the fuck they is, they say it's a book many people call the Word of God, okay? Created, and God created women out of that man, Adam's rib, okay? So men came first, they lead, and too many men in today's time turn away from women when it comes to protecting them, when it comes to standing up for them, when it comes to leading them, okay? They justify disrespect to women. They justify hate to women. They justify lying to women. They justify other men using women. They justify abusing women and more, especially when it comes to black women. So because black women don't feel supported and protected by majority of black men when it comes to media, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to their neighborhood, their environment, how they're treated online, how they're treated in stores, how they're treated on shows, how they're treated in reality shows, a lot of black women gave up on the men who look like them. And
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every- every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And they lost faith in Black men. And a lot of Black men gave up on women who birthed them, who gave birth to their kids, who raised them, who helped them, who supported them, who showed up for them. We constantly have to hear why Black men are choosing another ethnicity, right? And they always, not always, but majority of the time, they want to compare the fact that we're not soft, or we're not loving, or we're not affectionate, or we yell all the time, or we always talk down to you, or we this, or we that. And this is a thing too. Sidebar, I'm going to get back on this topic, but when it comes to this Black men and women thing, why we have a harder time compared to other ethnicities, hearing each other, understanding each other, showing empathy for each other, giving grace to each other, is because we were being mistreated in the most horrendous levels when it comes to people of this earth, right? We were taught to hate each other. We were taught to not support each other. We were taught to go against each other. We were taught to hate ourselves. So imagine dealing with the world shit, work, other family members, the government, society, racism, colorism, redlining, how you're treated in the workplace, man versus a woman, right? Dealing with all of that on top of going home and trying to talk to someone who wasn't taught properly on how to love himself. Trying to talk to a woman who was taught bare minimum, wasn't really hugged, wasn't really loved on, wasn't told that her hair was good enough, wasn't told that her skin was good enough. You're trying to talk to a man about being better, and he doesn't have that pride within himself, right? So we are carrying a different heaviness from a Native American couple. We are carrying a different heaviness from a German couple, from an Asian couple, from a Pacific Islander couple. Like any other ethnicity, yeah, they're dealing with problems, but they're not dealing with hating themselves at the core with those problems, right? So let's come back to this topic. Black men feel like women may not show up for them and don't care about protecting them, because women feel like their men are supposed to lead and supposed to be there for them and supposed to show up a certain way so they don't feel stupid for supporting you, right? And until we get to a point where we stop pointing fingers and just do better, until we get to a point where we'll stop blaming each other and just do better, because I feel like society as a whole wants Black men to hate black women. They want black women to hate black men, because as long as we hate each other, as long as we don't love each other, we won't procreate and make more of us. And if we do procreate and make more of us, those kids will not feel loved. Those kids will not know their worth. Those kids will not know how amazing they are, how rich they are in mind, how rich they are in spirit, how rich they are in melanin, right? And if we don't catch on to like this ongoing self-hatred that they constantly pour into us through marketing, through media, through literature, through workplace, through the government, we're going to keep having these stupid conversations about men not showing up for women and women not showing up for men when it comes to blackness. Okay? I wanted to get that out there. So this whole idea of let me tell you why I chose a white man to be with, or let me tell you why I chose a white woman to be with or an Asian woman to be with and not a black woman or not a black man. Keep that to yourself, right? But I'm not going to sit here and act like black men and black women don't require a bit more foundational work before we can get to the other problems of the world. If we are not loving ourselves at the core, if we are not showing up for ourselves at the core and understanding why we have purpose and understanding why we deserve to be loved and understanding how to talk to each other with grace and patience and care, then you can't talk to me about why you're having problems at work and expect me to have empathy, because if I don't give a fuck about myself, I can't hear what you're talking about. Right? And so in order to be with another black man or a black woman, you have to have your foundational work done and ready to be able to support a next person. And the issue is a lot of us are still working on ourselves or don't even know we require work, because we feel like, oh, I'll just deal with it because my mom dealt with it, or I'll just deal with it because my dad dealt with it. But the reality is a lot of our parents were not dealing with it. They were masking it. A lot of our moms were ironing, washing, cleaning.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Picking us up from school, cooking with tears in their eyes. Broken heart. Not speaking, not saying, not having the words. A lot of our fathers work 12-hour shifts, not because he wasn't tired, but because keeping his head down and working consistently and not having to verbalize or say what's really on his mind or what he's really worried about or what's really making him sad, that was easier to do than talking about it. feeling like he's not showing up for his family enough was easier to deal with him being away and him seeing them in the morning, leaving, and coming back when they're in bed. If I come back late enough when my wife is in bed or their mom is in bed, we won't have to have this conversation. She'll be too tired. So think about that. Now, let's go back to this topic. I personally don't hate black men. I don't wish you guys harm. I think this constant back and forth is inarticulate, right? It's a distraction. It goes against who we are. So let me ask you this. Do you see Indian men in media or in marketing talking about why they chose this ethnicity over their own? Do you see Asian people doing it? Do you see Hispanic or Latino people doing it? Do you see Native Americans doing it? Do you see Germans doing it? Do you see Albanians doing it? No. So these dumb topics are rooted in self-hate for who we are as black men and women. To create a black family, we need black men and black women. It's 2025. Let's be fucking for real. Why are we still talking about this? We need each other alive to build and create more of us. The best thing that we can do is learn to love ourselves so we can show up for each other and love each other. I can't love on you if I haven't learned how to love on me. And a lot of the issues when it comes to black women not wanting to show up for black men anymore and black men not wanting to show up for black women anymore is because we don't understand why we need each other. We don't understand why we're so important to ourselves first. So if I don't think I'm important to me, how can I be important to you? If I don't think I'm worth loving, why would I feel like you're worth loving? And that's what this shit is rooted in. So if you are a black man and you're really curious about why black women really don't show up for you, figure out how to show up for more black women. Figure out how to be the difference. Because men should lead, women will follow. Stop talking about it, stop complaining, and just do. There are great men and women out here. There are great black men and women out here. I don't feel like a couple of assholes spoiled the bunch. Right? I don't hate black men. I don't think that you guys are a lost cause. I just feel like a lot of black males today need more guidance, more self-love, and they need to work on themselves so they can be better for everybody else around them. And black women need to do their self-work also. Right? Because I don't understand how we can raise black children that come from black men and hate the black men that help create our black children. As much as my kids' fathers get on my nerves and I go through moments of not understanding why they do the things that they do or why they don't do what I think they should do, I can't hate them because they are the reason I have my children. Okay, they are within my children in some capacity. So I have to have a certain level of empathy there. I have to have a certain level of grace there. Because I think it is very important for black children to have a relationship with their black parents, both of them. Okay, I may not like it. I may not feel like it's the best. But it's their relationship. It's not my job to interfere with their relationship, right? As long as my child is safe, they should have a relationship. And there's too many black women out here feeling like, oh, I don't need you. My child doesn't need you. Just send the money. Money is not enough to raise a child. Money will not love a child. Money will not guide a child. Money will not teach a child who the other half of them is. Okay? You cannot be your child's mom and dad. And even if you remarry or you get into another relationship, that person can father your child, but biologically, that is not their father. And there's certain things as your child gets older that they're going to want to know about themselves, and they're going to want to learn about their father, and they deserve to have that communication. So, work on yourself, love yourself, so you can show up better for the next person. But I feel like when it comes to Black men feeling supported and protected by Black women, I think there's a lot of Black women out here supporting and protecting Black men, but I think there's a lot of Black men out here who don't see it and think it's a given and think, oh, that's easy, or you do that all the time, that's not really a big deal. Oh, it's a big fucking deal. It's a big deal. It is not easy to show up for someone who cannot see their worth. It is not easy to show empathy for someone you need more help from and they're just in a position where they can't help you. It is not easy to show up for someone who keeps disappointing you in some way, shape, or fashion in adulting, and you want to build a life with this person, you want to make a family with this person, and this person just cannot get their shit together. It is not easy. And there's a lot of Black women showing up for Black men for generations. And unfortunately, a lot of these Black males feel like they have options on bullshitting and creating other families when they can't even get their current family situation correct. So, please. This is not all of us. This is some of us. There's lots of work to do, but this is not all of us. Okay? A lot of Black men are products of mothers who did not let their sons know, you're in the wrong here. You do need to get better. This woman's been waiting for you to get better. She's been having patience with you to get better. And she's at a point where she's fed up, and she has a right to be fed up. This is what you need to do. A lot of moms don't even want to have that conversation with their grown sons who become fathers, who want to have wives, who want to have fiancés, who want to live in other women's homes, but don't want to wash dishes, don't want to clean clothes, don't want to get off of a game and work, don't want to have balance where they work and play on a game, don't want to take their child to the doctors because that's a woman's job. Like, just because your mom struggled and didn't say shit to you about what hard day she was having doesn't mean the woman that's in your life has to do what your mom did. A lot of men, and I'm not just saying that this is Black men, a lot of men feel like how their mom took care of them and how their mom struggled to take care of them is the standard of what a woman is supposed to do when it comes to kids. And that is not the fucking standard. I think it's great. I think it's commendable. But men can take their kids to the doctor's office too. Men can take off of work and take care of their child too. Men can go to school orientations and not just mothers too. When it comes to what's going on with your kid in school, you should know equally, just like that mom should know equally. When it comes to cleaning a home, you should know how to do all the things just like a mom knows how to do all the things. When it comes to your child's homework and what they're struggling in and if they need a tutor, you should know what they're struggling in and if they need a tutor, pitching for that too. That's not just women's work. It's called being responsible and being an adult and sometimes being a parent. right? It, being a man and being a father is not just about having money and paying bills and coming home and being in the space. It's about how you show up in the spaces that you are responsible for. What do you do on top of the money that you create? Right? So it's a lot of things with that. But I'm going to stay focused. But yes, please learn to love yourself so you can love someone else, so we can show up for each other as Black men and women. Please be the difference. That's it. That's my answer to that. Okay? That was a little long-winded. Okay? But whoever's question that was, I hope you got my answer. All right. Next.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.